In man's quest for clean energy, scientists are thinking about developing a power source similar to the sun. On today's Creation Moment, see how spiders are pitching in to help. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The instruments that scientists are using to develop fusion energy continue to grow more complex and powerful. They are trying to generate the energies needed to cause hydrogen to fuse into helium. This is the same process thought to be going on in the sun. Once the fusion process is started, it will continue on its own as long as hydrogen is available, quickly generating much more energy than was used to start the process. Hydrogen fuel is easily and cheaply generated from seawater. Scientists have been using lasers to generate the power needed to start the fusion process. In current experimental devices, the hydrogen fuel is held in a hollow glass sphere that's about as big around as a human hair. The sphere must be suspended in mid-air. To reach the 90 million degrees needed to start fusion, 24 lasers with 12 trillion watt beams are aimed at the sphere. What do you suppose the scientists used to suspend the sphere? They thought of using strands of glass, but then they remembered something even stronger yet thinner, spider silk. Spider silk has the added benefit of being sticky, so it easily holds the sphere in place. Despite the impressive technology of fusion experiments, humans often find they cannot create better materials than those found in nature. God freely gave his creatures a sophisticated array of materials for life. He has just as freely given his son, Jesus Christ, unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Creation Moments offers a wide range of free resources, such as our Bible-based Scrambled Scriptures word search puzzles. You'll find it all at creationmoments.com.